Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged. So let's talk about leadership, self-care, and getting unplugged. So what does self-care mean to you? And what do you do about your self-care? Some may think of self-care as taking time off from work, escaping, getting away from all the things that are stressing them out. I think there's a lot more to it than just that. Some, when they think about self-care, think about relaxation, relaxing at home, not answering work phones, not answering emails, just relaxing with a good movie or binge watching some shows or reading a good book, reading several books. If you're by the beach, hanging out at the beach, if you're in the mountains, hanging out in the mountains, enjoying the fresh air. Some people may think about exercising in one of these locations, whether it's hiking, biking, just enjoying the great outdoors, what nature has to offer, in that fresh air away from the city. And some that maybe some of you work remotely and want to come to the city to relax. So you go to the bars, you go look at a good show, go to the theater, opera, whatever it is. For some, it's just engaging in different recreational activities, playing on a sports team, whatever that may entail for you. Some like gardening, just spending time in their backyard, relaxing, not answering to anything, or maybe not even answering to anyone, and just gardening. Walking in the park, going for walks, taking a stroll, that may be self-care for you. Taking a stroll at the local zoo. There's a lot of zoos out there. People go out, enjoy the sights of the animals, take in an animal show, relax. Some people go to theme parks for relaxation, get on roller coaster rides. And have you ever been on a family vacation and you're like, yeah, we're going to get away from all the noise in the world, all the noise from work, school, and we're going on this family vacation. So you get out there, go on this family vacation, and then sometimes it may end up like you're doing more work or doing work because you have kids and you're trying to plan and you're the kids are running off and you're trying to bring them back, regroup. And if you have a baby, who's going to change the diapers? If you don't have any kids and it's just you, you go out, plan your day, and you go on vacation, you get on a plane, you have to get your luggage together, you have to go through security, or if you're taking a train, a bus, or just in your cars and wherever you're doing and going. And so then you get back from your vacation. You're like, man, I'm tired from all the traveling and all this stuff. I need a vacation for the vacation. Some people look at it that way. So are you truly getting self-care? Some people engage in aromatherapy, get massages, do some meditation, pray, get involved in yoga. All these different things are good for self-care. But are you truly having self-care? Are you truly focused on yourself? Are you truly unplugged from all the noise in the world? Or is there some element of noise that still continues during all of this self-care? What does it mean to truly be unplugged, to truly have that self-care? I think self-care not only means taking care of your physical element, your mental element, your spiritual element. I think it includes focusing on your self-development. All of that, I think, is a part of it to some degree. But focusing on you, you're caring for your personal and professional growth. Yes, it's great to relax. But it's also great to, you know, you go to work and or whatever business you're in, you're engaged in different things and you're like, okay, I'm going to go for this training. I'm going to learn how to increase this skill set. I'm going to learn how to better myself as a professional. I'm going to learn how to be a better team leader, a better manager, a better salesperson, whatever profession you're in. And you go to all these places and you meet people, you network, you learn things. But there's also a lot of noise when you're out there. There's noise at conferences. There's distractions at conferences. When you're at conferences for work, when you're at meetings, when you're going for trainings for work, you still get the phone calls from work. You get text messages from work. You feel like you have to check your emails. And then you're still talking about work when you're at these trainings because you're talking to others and sharing about how your work structure is, how their work structure is, how things can be or not be, and ways to improve. And well, it's great you're talking to people and you're sharing ideas and all this stuff. All of that stuff is good. But for your self-care, for you, for your personal development, that will help you. But to truly get in that essence of that self-care, that self-development for personal and professional, often, like I mentioned, that noise that's within your world that distracts you from focusing on learning and developing yourself. Spend some alone time to time. You might say, but no, I can't do that. I got kids, I got family, I got this. When you take that vacation time, when you take those days off, maybe don't just take it just to go out and go travel the world on vacation. Maybe you do that, but when you get there, or those one day you take off, or 2 days you take off, excuse me, are you focusing on yourself, such as listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, reading and learning, and even attending conferences without the work distraction? Maybe you take time, you might say, well, why should I take time off from work to go to a conference when I could do it through work? Because if they know you're off, and they don't have to be conferences related to work, they could be conferences related to your personal development. And you go to these conferences and they know you're off from work, you just say, hey, I'm shutting off my phone, I'm not answering no work emails, I'm focusing on me. And yes, I understand some of you are go-getters and hustlers and say, business is business and I don't want to miss an opportunity, I don't want to miss this, I don't want to miss that. I got to be engaged, I got to be involved, I got to continue to work and grind. That's great if that's you. But there's times where you got to focus on yourself, because you matter. Your self-care is important. If you constantly go, some people don't believe in burnout, some people do. But my take is that hit that pause button from time to time. Regenerate yourself, re-energize yourself. Because if you believe in yourself and where you want to go, you're going to need energy. You're going to need sustenance. You're going to need things to keep you energized, to keep you healthy, to keep you so that you can continue on your journey, personally and professionally. And you don't have to agree with all that I'm saying, but take tidbits of today's podcast with you and apply it however you want into your life. So you can go to conferences and participate and just soak it all in for you. Self-development is not only during work hours. It's not only during the evening times. You can take time off. You could take time away. Focus on yourself. Learn a new skill set. Are you truly learning a full skill set when you're going to trainings and stuff? I understand that stuff's great, But then you get distracted. There's distractions. And there are people that are able to focus. But there's so much commotions going on. Take a, as some people say, a sabbatical. It might not be like a full year or whatever. It might be a week. It might be a couple days. But take that time. Getting unplugged from all the noise in your world is important. If you have family, friends, talk to them. Communication is important. Let them know, hey, I need time to recharge, get unplugged, and have a conversation so that they understand and you understand that you're not pushing them aside or anything for because of them or whatever. You're doing it because you want to come back recharged. You want to come back with your well-being intact so that you can continue to take care of your family, so that you can continue to lead the teams that you lead, the people that you lead, so that you can continue to be productive, you know, to get recharged and connected for your personal growth. So leadership and self-care, I mentioned earlier real briefly, just stated some key areas. So the first one is physical. Why is physical self-care important for your leadership? You know, physical health is important in general. And I'm not no guru fitness expert. I'm not a guru at knowing the nutritional values of all of these things. Many of you might struggle with health. It might not be of your own doing. It could be genetics. It could be, you know, runs in the family. There's different things. And there are things that are preventable that if we let go too much, it can affect our physical health. So, you know, being a leader can take its toll on your body. You can travel a lot, go to different meetings, meet different people. Some of you travel on planes a lot and go from airport to airport, and every week, day in, day out. Some of you stay up late at night, wake up early, and get in that hustle and grind of things, and more that you do. And all of that, just going and going and going and going, can take its toll on you. Your physical health can limit abilities to focus and care for the people that you lead. And yet, even with that, I know that there's people out there that overcome that. And there's examples out there of people that don't let those limitations, so-called limitations, affect them and prevent them from doing what it is they want to accomplish in life. There are workaround things. But at the same time, there's people that just so are on the go, you're so on the go that you forget to take care of yourself. And then there's people that can end up with a heart attack. There's people that can end up with a stroke. There's people that can just feel worn out. And then all that physical toll can affect emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It's all connected together. So when you're drained physically, you're out there with your teams, you're engaged with your colleagues, and you're drained physically, it's going to affect you. And from being in the moment with your teams, from being there and thinking critically and all these things. And I'm not saying it's going to completely take away, but to me, I think there's an impact when there's poor health and physical, your physical body is worn out. So take the time, whatever it is you do for your physical health. You know, whether being on the go as a leader, I'm guilty of it. we can eat fast food often and we forget about eating properly. We're like, oh, we'll pick up the quickest thing that's available because I'm on the go, and by the time you know it, it becomes a habit. So what you're eating can have an impact also. You know, that energy you need and to get you through the day and getting good sleep at night. So taking care of your physical care is important for your leadership. Your emotional self-care is important for your leadership. And emotional health is important when you're out there. You work with people. We are humans. And there's an emotional element that comes with it, good and bad. And as a leader, you encounter people that are with emotions. Some may get upset at things when it doesn't go their way. You're leading people out there, and people can get excited, they can get happy, they can get all these positive emotions. And that's energy, and that's great and uplifting. And then you go somewhere else, or you encounter some people that are negative, or somebody on your team that's negative, and it can suck the energy out of you. It can weigh its emotional toll on you. Or you're engaged in debates, you're engaged in arguments, you're engaged in critical discussions and meetings, and it gets heated and challenging and stuff. And at the end of the day, you're emotionally drained. So your emotional self-care is important. Your mental health, your mental self-care is important for your leadership. You know, as leaders, you utilize your minds often. And your thinking can affect your physical health. Stress can turn into illnesses. Illnesses can be a result of stress. So your mental health is important. It's all connected. You're out there, you're focused on getting your reports done, and you're critically thinking, how do I move this? Where do I put that team member at? How do I tweak my vision? Do we keep the mission the same? And how do I restructure my business? I have a client that's upset. How do I handle that? You're processing, you're thinking in your mind, all of these things. And as you're thinking of all of these things, then you can start getting emotional if it's not, if it's left unchecked. And then all of this, and then your physical, and all of it ties together. So look at your mental health. From time to time, our minds need refreshing, need a different way of relaxation, of looking at things. Some people take mental breaks. But taking mental breaks doesn't necessarily mean just binge watching TV and putting aside all those thoughts. It could mean listening to a podcast on business, and it just helps you focus because you're focused on that topic and you're not worried about this problem or that problem. I listen to podcasts a lot. Different businesses out there, different there's comedy out there, there's business, there's leadership podcasts, there's YouTube learning stuff out there, just a whole variety of things I listen to. And you could do the same too, and it'll help you with your mental self-care. And all of that you're listening to, you can, with your creativity, you could find a way to incorporate that into your leadership. Take tidbits from all of that stuff as you're taking care of your mental health. Some people go for a run, they go hiking, and they're listening to a podcast or listening to a YouTube video. They're listening to an audio book. And that's a form of self-care. And we could go in depth into all these areas, and we could break it down and use the cognitive triangle, or we can look at it through different lenses, solution focused, value based. We could look at it through different ways. But this whole podcast today is to just spark your thoughts, to spark you in thinking about how important self-care is, not just the relaxation component, but in your self-development. So that when you go back to work, you are prepared, not just in that you're feeling relaxed and re-energized, but you also know that you've added layers to your foundation that will help you be better equipped when you go back to work, from the skill sets you've learned or refined, from the things you learned through a podcast, through reading a book, through the YouTube videos, whatever it may be. It's all connected, all this network of like this whole web of connection, it's all tied together. Spirituality is important for your leadership. For those of you that are spiritual, believe in a higher power, whatever your spiritual beliefs are, if you're not spiritual, even with that, it's important for you. And your religious beliefs, whatever it is, that part of you, that inner being of you, is important for your self-care. It's that inner peace of mind. It's that inner peace that you feel within you, that calmness, that just, you just feel comfortable within yourself. And whatever spirituality means to you, you know, that self-care from that part is important. So some people lean toward yoga, meditation, for that spiritual health, from their religious beliefs, your spiritual practices, whatever it is, to get that inner peace. So you see the connection with self-care, the self-development connection. That self-care includes not just that relaxation, let's go on a vacation, I'm going to go get a massage. It includes your personal and professional growth, that focus on yourself. That's why I titled my podcast NG Unplugged, and I use hashtag unplugged. You'll often see that because NG stands for Noah Garcia Unplugged, and I say use hashtag unplugged because I want to encourage you listeners to get unplugged from all the noise that's out there in the world from time to time and focus on you, because the value that you have when you're getting unplugged, you're increasing your value. And so when you come back to your teams, when you come back to the people that you lead, to your companies, your organizations, your business, your entrepreneurship, you're that much more valuable. And people will notice it. What are you doing to improve your skill set? What are you doing to improve your leadership brand, your hobby, your artwork, your craft? All of that ties together. You're improving on your hobby, your artwork. Say you're engaged in relaxation with your artwork, or got your headphones on listening to some music. Well, that creativity, that artwork that you're working on, can be pulled back into your leadership. Maybe not that minute, but at a future time. It's helping you with your mindset. It's helping you think, process things. You're working on your leadership brand. You're listening to other leaders out there, business podcasts. You're listening to a diversity of individuals from a spectrum of sectors out there. And all of that can help generate ideas for you when you come back, when you plug back in to your world. So you may think of self-care as an escape, but also think of it as an opportunity to focus on you, your whole package. Whatever that whole package means to you, it can include physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, growth and development. So get unplugged. Like I said, so when you're reconnected, you've gained those additional layers of foundation for you personally and professionally. And then your family will thank you for it. Why? Because you've re-energized, you've recharged, you've built upon yourself, you've bettered yourself so that you can lead your families, you can lead the teams that you lead at work, you can lead your business. So remember, get unplugged. Self-care is important. And so, you know, this is about you. Your value. You matter. Your self-care is important. And recognize when your body's telling you, hey, I need a break. Recognize when you're mentally exhausted and you got to say, hit that pause button. Say time out and focus on yourself. When you get emotionally drained, when you feel, focus on yourself. So get unplugged. Take care of yourself. And build upon your leadership. Because you matter. So until next time, take care.